This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The growing momentum behind a bill in the U.S. Congress to ban abortions after 20 weeks gestation is getting abortion activists to fight back by simply calling fetal pain phony science. One presentation at lifenews.com makes the point that if children react to their mother's voice and other sounds at 20 weeks, pain and its perception at that stage should be simple concepts to grasp. Colorado's Planned Parenthood affiliate closed two clinics recently and used the occasion to say they do not receive any public funding. However, despite a Colorado constitutional prohibition on abortion funding, Planned Parenthood receives $10 million annually from the state of Colorado. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other news, the highest form of honor that may be given to a civilian in our nation has been granted to abortion activist Gloria Steinem. In what may be a sign of post-abortion trauma nationally, there is a new app for Facebook that blocks baby pictures. And Wesley Smith says, Oregon's healthcare rationing panel may be trying to show the rest of the nation how healthcare rationing should work. When denied care based on life expectancy forecasts and income levels, the activist attorney says patients can always rely on the state's assisted suicide program. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.